The Friend Zone Experiment by Zen Cho, read by Rebecca Yeo. Chapter 1. When Renee woke up, she wasn't in her room at home. It took her a moment to remember where she was. Then she smiled. She sat up and leaned back against the plush velvet headboard, looking around with pleasure at the suite her boyfriend had booked for the fortnight. There hadn't been time to check it out last night. She'd only been able to shuck off her shoes and dump her bag in a corner before Jason had distracted her. It was the penthouse suite, with a wraparound terrace, the most expensive set of rooms in the hotel. Fresh white carnations were set out in a black vase on a side table by the bed. Next to the flowers was a card. Renee looked over to look at it, saying how delighted the hotel was to be hosting global pop sensation Jason Tsai. Morning sunshine streamed in from the adjoining conservatory. It was the kind of place Renee wouldn't have splurged on even in the days when she was spending on her father's dime. Despite Dad's wealth, he had an appreciation of the value of money that ruled out certain extravagances. Jason had a different attitude, but then it wasn't like he couldn't afford it. His last album, Extraordinary, had been a huge success in China, Hong Kong, and his native Taiwan, as well as across Southeast Asia. Wang Li Hom for the TikTok generation, the South China Morning Post had called him, to Jason's chagrin. He liked to think he was in a class of his own. And he was, Renee thought loyally. Their relationship wasn't public. His fans wouldn't be happy about it, and Jason had his endorsement deals to think of. But she sometimes entertained herself with imagining the reaction of people back home in Singapore to the fact she was dating Jason Tsai. It would impress her parents' friends and her old schoolmates more than anything else she'd ever done. She got out of bed, wriggling her toes in the carpet, and wrapped herself in a crisp white hotel bathrobe before wandering out to the sitting room. Jason was taking a phone call out on the terrace, already dressed in a Comme des Garçons hoodie and distressed jeans. Behind him unfurled the lush green expanse of Hyde Park. The city skyline rose up beyond, prosaic and beautiful in the sun. Brown, white and grey office buildings, Victorian red brick, the ever-present cranes, and in the distance, the geometric glass shapes of the city skyscrapers looming over the squat onion dome of St. Paul's Cathedral. Renee's heart rose. She never got sick of London. She might have been born in Singapore, but she'd chosen this city. She was admiring Jason's ass in those jeans when he turned and she saw he was frowning. His face cleared when he met her eyes. He said something into his phone, wrapping up the call, and came in. "Good morning, handsome," said Renee. "Morning," Jason smiled. A little thrill of anticipation shivered through Renee. Sometimes she worried about their relationship. Her business kept her busy, but Jason was on another level. He was always touring, or recording, or visiting his parents in their giant suburban house in California, festooned with photos of him at every microstage of development. From kindergarten concerts in Taipei to his first day at elementary school in Walnut Creek to that weird Korean magazine shoot he did when he debuted, where he was draped suggestively over a horse. It was hard to connect the way Renee felt one should in a serious relationship. There were video calls, but either they spoke when it was nighttime for her and Jason had just woken up and he was not a morning person, or it was nighttime at Jason's end, which tended to lead his mind towards the bedroom. Renee had nothing against FaceTime sex in principle, but it was hard to get in the mood when it was the middle of the afternoon and Jason was booked in between a call with suppliers and a session with a tax